You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Okay, you guys, my husband and I are getting ready to celebrate the 15th anniversary of when we met. And we're kind of dorks about our anniversary and we love surprising each other. And so I'm really glad to have a place like Macy's where I can find something for the man who has everything. So if you're looking for your partner or your best friend or someone that you care very much about, like me, you're in luck because Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. You're going to get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus, free shipping when you spend $25. It's April 25th through May 5th at Macy's.com and in-store. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Friends, it is the season of cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Mini Bar Delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first minibar delivery order with code IHEART. Get minibar delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl, you could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama queens.
Hello, friends and One Tree Hill family. Wow. We are on season 2, episode 18, The Lonesome Road. I don't know what to say, but wow.
I know what I'm going to say. Okay. You know what I'm going to say.
I know what you're going to say. This show originally aired April 26th, 2005. Let me give you the synopsis, and then we'll really get into it. On his way home from seeing Haley, which, if you remember from last week, really didn't go well, Nathan stops to visit Taylor, hoping for some fun and maybe more gross. Meanwhile, Anna gets a surprise visit from her old girlfriend. Oh my God, what good scenes these were. And is inspired to finally come out to her parents. Lucas works with Andy to try to bring Dan down. Karen puts her foot down with Brooke, who gets grounded. And Peyton and Jake continue to hide baby Jenny from Nikki. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Well, much like our episode this week, where there was no Haley to be found, Joy is being a cool mom and is like on a school field trip going cross country right now. So we're just going to have to talk about her.
Yeah.
About how much
she's taking Maria
her.
On a pretty rad adventure. And we just couldn't make today work. So we'll miss her like we did then when she went on tour and we stayed home without her.
God, it just, the show loses something without her. It really does.
Yeah.
And we felt it in this episode. Can I just say it? I hate this episode.
I know.
I hate this episode. It is my least favorite episode. The misogyny is strong.
Strong. Yeah, there's just a lot that isn't good.
But here's the thing. Like you said, the Anna scenes in this episode should have been served up on a golden platter because they are beautiful.
Yeah.
And Daniela Alonso is like finally getting this like grand opus of her character coming full circle.
Yeah.
And it just gets lost in the bullshit.
Well, and you know what's interesting? So I was thinking about this as I was watching it because for our friends at home, we normally watch these episodes together. We get on Zoom if we're not, you know, obviously in the same city and we watch them together. That's where all the reaction videos come from. And sometimes we're very shocked by things.
We didn't need reactions for this one.
We really didn't. They needed to be buried. But, you know, then we jump into the podcast and we talk about it because we've just done it together. We've all been scribbling notes and laughing about things. And because this week's crazy for us, Joy's on the road, we've all got a bunch of stuff going on, we had to watch the episode separately.
Mm-hmm.
So, Hillary, you were like, this is ridiculous. You were like giving me the rundown.
I was so mad yesterday.
You were so mad. You were like, this 20-minute Coyote Ugly sequence, this is all bullshit. And here's what's wild. So I was like prepped. I didn't remember what this episode was. You told me.
Yeah.
So I was prepped for it. And when the sequence started, I was like, oh man, is this my like internalized misogyny from the early 2000s that I think this is kind of cute? And then I was like, eh, oh. Yep, I see what my sister's talking about. Because the cute has ended. Now it's gross. Now these poor girls whose, you know, names nobody even knew who got hired to be Taylor's coworkers are like smacking their asses in gratuitous close-ups. Oh, and it's still going for minutes.
Forever.
And minutes and minutes and minutes and minutes. And I was like, yeah.
And let it be known, those girls, lovely. They're good dancers, beautiful girls.
Oh, yeah.
They deserved lines.
We're not criticizing them.
No,
it's not even little. It's what the people in charge decided to do with minutes of screen time with a bunch of young women. They took it from like a potentially cute moment.
Yeah.
And made it just about like gyrating bodies and booty close-ups.
But.
To your point, no dialogue for these girls, no fun bar banter, no, oh, that's the brother-in-law, like nothing that advanced the story. And I just really didn't like it.
I wouldn't steer you wrong, baby.
I know you never would. But I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have to tell her I don't hate it. And I was like, oh, I went from not hating it to really hating it.
Look, I loved Coyote Ugly when it came out.
Me too.
And I bought leather pants at the Wilson's Leather in the mall with such a quickness because I was working at the Buffalo Wing Factory back home in Virginia and was like, I'm going to bartend in leather pants too.
Yep.
You know, in the middle of summer because that's hot. But
there's a male gaze and there's a male lens that we've talked about quite a lot. And so there's good stuff in this episode that gets grody because you're looking at it through that male lens. Like,
yeah.
Brooke not knowing how to mop in this episode and being down on her hands and knees made me so mad, Sophia.
I know it did. I know it did. I gotta say, I think, again, I was prepped. It's like when you go to a movie thinking it's going to be great and it isn't, you're let down. But when somebody tells you it's not great, you're like, actually, I thought it was kind of good. I thought the scene, I forgot about it. I forgot shooting that. So the memory that came with it made me laugh so hard. I thought Brooke Davis having no idea how to mop a floor and using a sponge, like looking up me as her, looking up at Lucas going, is that wrong? I burst out laughing. I was like, this to me is funny. But I also was like, oh, it's going to make Hillary so mad.
I'm just like, why do we have this girl that just accomplished so much?
I know.
Back on her hands and knees.
I know.
Like, how do we get that girl
back
on her knees?
I will say, I didn't like about it was the way that it was shot.
Yes, that's what
literally
I'm saying.
It had me positioned in a way with a man standing behind me that
yes.
I thought was not classy. I thought the shots and the humor then, again, in the camera angle, and this is sort of a production note, that I didn't like. I was like, guys, you could have put the camera in a space where my head was like level with his chest, not with his groin. Like, that's gross. And to your point, that's male gish that just, as an actor especially, you don't know that's happening to you because
no.
You're not behind the monitor. You can't see the angle. And that was what I didn't like. I liked the innocence of, you know, the Brooke Davis who's never done chores, but I didn't like that.
The comedy of that is adorable.
Yeah.
And there was a way to do it in an adorable way. And you on your knees with a man living, a boy looming over you.
I didn't like that.
There's a punchline in there that doesn't have to be said out loud, but the mm-hmm. viewer sees it, you
yes.
know, and it's.
Yes.
Ugh.
And to your point, I think that this is an important conversation. Like, we all are better when we are willing to examine nuance mm-hmm. and when we're willing to be honest and frank about what's good and what's not.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what this episode is. Like, the Anna stuff was really good. The way that they were gross to those girls who they didn't even give any dialogue in the Coyote Ugly ripoff mm-hmm. was not good. The humor in the Brooke and Lucas scene, and when he says, Brooke, this is a mop. Like, there was some gold. And, you know, is that wrong? I'm never going to stop thinking about it. There was some comedic gold there. That was good.
Because you mined for it. Because you did it.
Thank you. I will take it. Like, that was good. But then the way it was shot was bad. And it,
yeah.
I think for us, all of us really, it's always good to go back and look at how we can examine those dualities in things we've done, work we've done, experiences we've had, you know, whatever the thing might be that you're looking at, so that you can more quickly spot the good and the bad in the present and try mm-hmm. to filter out the bad. So, you know, there were things about the episode I liked, and man, there were things I really did not.
Well, maybe we'll set the table with this, because guys, just so you know, Sophia and I conferred before we taped this podcast, because I was like, I don't want to be Debbie Downer, man. I don't want to be like, this one sucks, but also this one sucks. but then we also were like, okay, well, what else was going on in 2005 mm-hmm. that was questionable? Because there's a ton of questionable shit in this episode. Mm-hmm. You know, like Peyton tells like a white trash joke that,
it doesn't feel great.
It's cringy. But back then, you know, people were still saying all sorts of inappropriate stuff. And mm-hmm. so we pulled up a list. Hold on. We've got a list of 2005 movies and songs.
So we wanted to know what was popular then that might be a little cringy now.
So we've evolved.
We've got the top movies of 2005 were Into the Blue, Hitch.
Oh.
The Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, baby.
Oof. Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
And American Pie Band Camp.
I mean, it's a lot of dick jokes in those movies.
So like, many dick jokes in all of these things.
But they're hits.
They had a theme. And then the songs of 2005. Don't Ya by the Pussycat Dolls.
Oh, my God.
Gold Digger by Kanye West. My Humps. The Opus by the Black Eyed Peas.
It's art.
Just a Little Bit by 50 Cent. Candy Shop by 50 Cent. He had a big year.
He had a moment.
Drop It Like It's Hot by Snoop Dogg, which I will say stands the test of time. That is a classic.
That one can still get it.
That one can stand.
Therein is the duality. It's like it could be a whole era of dick jokes and songs about boobs and butts.
Yeah.
But Drop It Like It's Hot is
iconic.
Cool.
I'd like to keep the Drop It Like It's Hot and veto the misogyny and the Confederate flag permanently. That's what I'd like. I think those should go away. But we should keep Snoop. I mean, God, the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah. Listen, we all outed ourselves this year at the Super Bowl.
Oh my God. It made me so happy.
My son thought I was so cool because I'd met so many of them from MTV. Yeah. And Gus is like, you've met these people? And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mom's cool, dude. You don't even fucking know. 2005 was weird. I mean,
it was weird. Also, I know we've talked about this, but really the meme mopping scene. I was like, where are the rest of my pants?
Girl.
There was such an enormous space between where my shirt ended and where my pants began.
That's why people started getting tramp stamp tattoos just to like bridge the gap?
That giant gap of just pale flesh? Oh, yeah. Man. Maybe.
It's not too late. We could still get those. So
I don't think I want one. I've thought about where I might want my next tattoo, and I just don't think that's ever going to be a place for me. You know what I would like to do, though? I think perhaps we should make some temporary tattoos and maybe have one for like a week. That'd be fun.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'd like a tramp stamp for a week. Also, are we allowed to say that? Is that a term that lives in 2005?
Again, tramp stamp.
Tramp stamp.
And like we've
that
talked
feels
about,
yucky.
We always called those tank tops wife beaters, which is
I know.
There's a whole learning curve that is good. It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are going to accept that we love our show. We love the characters on our show. We don't like certain elements. We don't like certain words that are used. The white trash thing really made me feel awful in this episode.
Yeah, I really don't like that.
No, it's disgusting.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online.
Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Drama Queens is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, it's no secret that we love therapy. And we're very proud because of that, that this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Lately, I don't know what is like in the air, but it seems like everybody's social battery is really getting tested right now. Like,
yeah,
we're all just juggling so much, you know, work schedules are ramping up. And I think like that really is one of the most important times to make sure you're also taking care of yourself. You know, when you've got so many obligations, to check in with yourself and make sure that, you know, you're setting boundaries that you need and getting the rest that you need, the sleep that you need. And those things require practice, don't you think?
Yeah, it's hard to say no. And it can be really easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings ramping up after a long winter.
I get energy being around you guys. I love being around my friends. And I've really been able to figure out in therapy that kind of self-awareness to know when I have the energy to dive in and, you know, when maybe at the end of a long stretch where social life's been crazy, work's been really busy, where I need a little quiet time. It's learning about a balance for my life that doesn't drain my battery, you know?
Yeah. So if you guys at home are thinking of starting therapy, seriously, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama.
Friends, you are going to love Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to digitize your memories on analog media that you don't have a way to watch anymore.
With Mother's Day fast approaching, it's a great gift for the whole family. Relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. Thank you very
much. I feel attacked.
Please don't go look at my yearbooks. You guys can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time. It's priceless.
And the process is really easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And then their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. And you'll get everything back on the cloud or thumb drive along with your originals.
It honestly is just the easiest thing. I loved this. When they sent ours to the house, it was like throw all your stuff in it. It honestly felt kind of ridiculous to me. I was like, is this okay? I'm just like sending a box of all these loose goods. Like, really? I just do this? And they did such a beautiful job with like everything from our old videos, old Polaroids. It was really, really special. And I can't wait to do a round two.
And it opened up all that space on my shelf because I've got all these bins full of VHS tapes and same big photos. And just to be able to open that space up is really, really nice.
Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. Legacybox.com/drama. How in the same show then do you have this storyline with Anna? Let's talk about the glowing moment of the show.
Mm-hmm. I have two.
Okay.
Anna and Darby.
Yes.
And Jake and Whitey.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That was a good scene. That was good.
Really winning moments. But yes, let's start with Anna. I just love watching Daniela work. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, this episode gave me the same feeling I had when she came on Animal Kingdom. Did you watch that show, that AMC show?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Yes. I love that show. And when she came on, I was like, oh my God, Daniela. And it was such a joy to see her embodying that character, you know, this young mom. And it's really interesting having seen her, you know, in a more recent project, to go back and watch her and just be like, God, you can just see it in her all the way back to 2005. She's so present and vulnerable. And what I like so much is that she's not afraid to hide the struggle that Anna is going through. She doesn't, you know, memorize her lines in a way where they just tumble out. She finds the words. And, you know, when... For the folks at home, when you've shot a scene 18 times to make it look spontaneous, you know, requires some technical skill. And I just love watching her.
Yeah. Well, and Darby coming on, this character of Darby, mm-hmm. played by Sprague Graydon. I've seen Sprague Graydon in so many different things.
In everything.
I hope I'm saying her name right, because I get self-conscious about that. But we've done like four different shows together. She was on One Tree Hill, White Collar, Lethal Weapon, and Grey's Anatomy. And so whatever casting director casts these shows, they're like, yes, these are the kinds of girls that we like.
Yeah. Well, also, they're like, when you need somebody to come in for an episode and really hit a home run, Sprague Graydon, get her.
So talented.
She was beautiful.
It's a part that could have gone sideways. You know, sometimes you don't know when you're only doing one episode of a show. Mm-hmm. She plays this like beautifully nuanced character in just one episode. Like, she should have had four episodes to kind of play this out and check in and dance around Anna and figure out their feelings. She gets it done in one. Mm-hmm. She's got the great scene with Lucas where Anna doesn't really know how to introduce her.
Yeah.
And then goes for it.
Yeah.
Frankly, I'm jealous that Lucas got all those scenes. Like, I'm like, where's Peyton? She's been the one like defending her.
I know. You're like, excuse me, this is my friendship.
But it was important to see a boy
yes.
accepting of this friendship in 2005 mm-hmm. when this was still an uncomfortable conversation to have, and mm-hmm. to have a boy celebrate it, you know, and be yes. like, I'm going to miss you as a friend. The work that Chad got to do in that storyline, I'm jealous of.
I know. It was really, really nice for him. And I do think it's important. We are more accustomed to women modeling vulnerability and acceptance with each other. Mm-hmm. And so to have a boy do it, to teach viewers that, you know, these two girls who'd been in love were not a punchline, mm-hmm. does feel important, especially in 2005, you know. It hit me so hard because we were talking in advance of this about what's changed. And in the one of the later scenes between Darby and Anna, when Darby's explaining to Anna how she came out to her own parents and what went well and what was hard, and she talked about, you know, it was hard to see some of their dreams vanish. like getting my God. Married.
Oh my God, Sophia, that was horrible.
It broke me because, and I went, wow, there are kids who are watching One Tree Hill now who didn't experience 2005 when if you were in a queer couple, you couldn't get married.
It was illegal in our lifetime.
Yes. It was illegal for two people who are in love with each other to marry each other, which is so insane. It's insane.
And the idea that you couldn't have children, mm-hmm. that was a dream that went away. God, I'm so glad you said that because I wrote it down here in my notes. And again, yes, like you, I was floored because the change in our lifetime is vast. And I hope it continues to get better and better and better. And it's always going to be a fight. Mm-hmm. It just is. And so we're down for the fight. And I'm proud that we were on a show that was a part of the fight, in the early days. But yeah, that reality is, it still feels icky.
Yeah. Well, and look, we're here to analyze our show, but it does feel in this particular moment, while we're analyzing a show that's pretty evergreen, we are talking about change and progress. And there are laws happening all around the U.S. right now where there are political parties trying to roll back equal and civil rights for people. There are elected officials campaigning against gay marriage, which is such an annoying thing to say. Marriage is marriage is marriage. Stop it. But because we're talking about groups of people who are denied their rights because of who they are, which, is unconstitutional, but here we are, to your point, Hillary, we're going to have to keep fighting this fight. There are also elected officials in our country right now who are saying that they want to roll back the law that made interracial marriage legal.
I know. Oh my God. Like, I saw that.
Like, y'all, this is crazy. And so this does feel like if there was ever a moment to remind the folks at home, please get involved in your communities. Mm-hmm. Please make sure you are registered to vote. Even if, whatever the next election cycle might be, there's two candidates in every race, right? Like, maybe you don't have a perfect candidate, but please show up and vote for the candidates who are on the side of progress and equality. Because if we don't, we are going to risk going back to a time where people who are in love have to look at each other and say, we will never be able to get married. We will never be able to have kids. And the fight of our lifetime has been to undo that injustice. Mm-hmm. And you can see how recent it was. We were talking about it on our show in 2005. We cannot go back.
There are Annas and Darbys in every community.
Yes.
Whether they're out to you or they're out to the whole community or they've kept it to themselves. And so if you love our show and you love these characters and you can empathize with what they're going through, then get up, fight for them. Yeah. That is important.
Show up for people and show up for people with love because there's a lot of people out there who are showing up with a lot of hate.
Yeah, they're so loud. And
they're so noisy.
Gross.
And I think we can remind not only ourselves, because we do it for each other.
Yeah.
I mean, we talk about this, the articles we text each other, the shit we get fired up about.
I was sending you guys articles this morning about like Wilmington, just like, what's happening?
What are we doing? But, I think not only do we do that in our friendship with each other, but I think that the sort of friendship of spirit that our show has created for us and for our viewers and our fans and all of our One Tree Hill friends, I think we can use that as an example to show up in love as well.
So Gus and I talk about this a lot, and maybe we'll get away from our how much I dislike this episode, with the exception of the Anna storyline, by venturing into this. But my son wants to be a director, and he's like, I'm going to make horror movies.
Hmm.
And I have these conversations with him at a young age, like, why? Why do you want to make a horror movie? And he's like, well, I think they're fun. It's like, okay, but like, what's your message? What's the real thing that's scary? Like, what are you making this about? And so that is something that even on our teen drama, like teen dramas are dorky, guys. We know. We never won an Emmy for One Tree Hill. But if we advanced the ball for people like Anna, if we opened the door for people to have conversations that used to be uncomfortable, that are maybe less uncomfortable, that's more important. And so the why, and I do think our show sometimes did a very good job of being dorky and thereby making these conversations not intimidating. It's like, oh, well, if these little ding-dongs can do it, you know, we can have this hard talk. I can go to my parents, you know?
It's actually really interesting you say that. We were, it was in an early episode of Good Sam. I only remember because Edwin and I had to go to this like fancy restaurant and our characters were going on a date. And then we see our dads there and we're like, our dads are in cahoots. And we had this lovely woman who's not our normal set photographer. She was filling in because our normal gal was away with her family. And she was an older lady. She was like in her 60s. And she said to me on the way out after we wrapped, you know, it was like one in the morning. We're all going to the vans to go home. And she says, hey, you know, I just really want to thank you. Your show, One Tree Hill, was really impactful for me because my granddaughter loved it. So then my daughter started watching it with her. And then I started watching it with them. And it got three generations of us talking to each other. And my granddaughter started talking to us about the things going on in her life that she would never open up about before. And I just thought, man, those are the kind of shows I want to be a part of that just help families talk to each other.
Yeah, there's, you know, that's literally all our show was. It's just people talking to each other. Okay,
I loved
so
it.
Here's what I want to get. I want to get your take on Karen just being like so angry. Okay, all the women in this episode are just turned up to 11. It's like how a man thinks a woman talks. And so Karen's like super fucking mad.
Yeah. Super mad. Also, what they did with Taylor being like, yeah, I was just testing you. I wasn't really going to have sex with you. Ew.
That was the thing. It was like so many of the choices that women were making in this were really bothering me. It was like all of a sudden Brooke went from being like, oh, I'm doing the designated driving thing and I'm also, you know, school president to like party, 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 drunk. And it was like, well, this felt like a little bit of a backslide, which I would understand if there was like a reason for it.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what's interesting? I hear you on that. And I think, look, at the end of the day, like kids are kids.
Yeah.
And if you're the designated driver one weekend, maybe one of your friends is the designated driver the next weekend. I mean, it's like now that we're so distant from high school, we want to be like, no, you don't need that. But then I think about it and I'm like, yeah, a lot of kids partied in high school. Okay. So I think what was missing for me was more of the space filler. Like what I would have appreciated is if you'd seen Brooke go to the party with Bevan and make the decision and Bevan be like, you haven't been out with us in, you know, 2 months. I'll drive you home. I won't drink. And then you'd see Brooke make the decision to like party and you know, you'd notice the time and she'd be like, okay, I'll just stay for 30 more minutes. And you'd see Karen like waiting for her at the cafe. But we couldn't do any of that because there was a 17 minute long sequence of dancing on a bar. We lost all the scenes we needed.
I wanted to see Brooke dancing at the party. Damn it.
Damn it.
Damn it. Yeah. How you fill those 41, 42 minutes is very important.
Yeah, because if we'd done a better job at telling the story about a young girl who's trying to juggle her social life, her work responsibilities, her class presidency, her DW Not I initiative. Like
living in a new house.
Yeah, that would have been cool. But we kind of cheated and we fast forwarded through some things that would have been, I think, meaningful to see.
Talking about meaningful things. Yes, 100%. And seeing Karen panic that like, oh no, Brooke is going to become another one of me, you know, under my roof. I promised her parents that I would take care of her. Instead, she's just like at your door yelling at you and like mad at you for buying makeup. How much did you love the Marc
product placement? So mad about it. I'm like, I had to do a commercial for a brand for free, and that's rude.
And I want to say Joy is the one that actually did the cover of Marc magazine.
Did she? Remember?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I did one with Lala Anthony.
Yeah.
When it first came out at MTV. And then Joy, I'm pretty sure, did a cover for Marc magazine, but they had her out on the road. And they're like, well, we'll have Brooke have like a huge treasure trove of Marc cosmetics.
All this makeup, which, by the way, doesn't make any sense because she says to Karen in one scene, like, ooh, I spent the money you gave me. And then she's like, look at all the stuff I bought. And it's like, well, where'd you get the money for that?
Yeah.
That felt weird. That felt weird to me.
It was the first subscription makeup. Remember, it was like Mary Kay, but for young people.
It was Mary Kay.
And so Marc. It was essentially like all these sites that we order from now.
It's amazing.
Time travel.
I will say though, I did love what Moira and I got to do. The way that she explained, you know, chores and things, and getting to play a little bit of the genuine confusion of like, well, what do you mean? So I pick one, like, how does
I pick one?
How does it work, ma'am? And there was like it was sweet for me to look back and go, ah, I chose to play that with her in a way that was tender and earnest rather than like bitchy and affected.
Exactly.
And I loved it. I was like, oh, I had some good instincts going in this episode.
You did. Because it could have been another example of females being written as, you know, intolerable, really. There's so many lists like...
Intolerable, entitled, like...
Yeah, there's so many things in this script where I'm just like, where was the girl in the room to guide this? But thankfully, we had people on set that could guide things, you being one of them. I struggled a lot. Like, if we're taking screen time away from storylines to have the butts and the boobs, Jake doing the whole custody thing with his daughter without a parent present, like, what lawyer is going to meet with a 16, 17-year-old kid without a parent present?
And again, these two beautiful storylines, Anna and Darby, Anna coming out to her parents, and then Jake and his being caught truly in between a rock and a hard place. You know, it's so easy when we think about, you know, the law and issues to go, well, there's a right and a wrong, and this is very black and white. Life is gray. It's muddy. It's mixed. And Jake doesn't have a good option. He has a bad option and a really bad option. And Brian played it so beautifully. Mm-hmm. And I just thought I was like, why aren't we spending more time here with this? Yeah. And why didn't we, you know, hire at least one actor to play one of his parents?
We didn't even need both. You're right.
It was so weird. His mom or his dad could have been there. Or maybe he had two dads. Like, I don't know. One parent of any kind could have been there.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, Brian took a story that was so mustache twirling. You know, Nikki's been written so one note as just like this conniving, you know, basically like girl Dan. Just like awful, awful, awful.
Yeah.
Very little nuance to that character. And she makes it interesting and she does a good job. And she's like, that is my daughter. And you know what? She is entitled to know her daughter.
Yeah.
This story that Greenberg has to tell is like so bad, where he's talking about Nikki falling asleep in the car and baby Jenny in the back with no blanket, shivering.
They're
sitting
outside
of a bar, you know?
Yeah.
It's horrible. And it was just so horrible that it also made me feel like whoever crafted this episode hates women. Like, there's just so much stuff in here that the woman is either the one yelling or angry or fucking up, or there's just so much misogyny just so easily sprinkled throughout this episode that I don't know. I don't know. I really struggled with the reality of that story, because it would be bad enough if she just, like, you know, let Jenny be in a dirty diaper for a really long time. You know what I mean? But they always had to turn it up to, like, crazy. And it made me wonder, like, is that how they think women are?
Well, you know what I think is interesting, too, you saying that? Like, because we talk a lot about how when you make television, you know, of any kind, like, you need drama.
Of course.
You need something for characters to go through. But sometimes I think that that requirement for heightened reality can make us a little desensitized to how problematic average, quote, average things can be. Like you saying, what if she'd left Jenny in a dirty diaper all night? And you know, if someone had suggested that, there was a writer saying, well, that's not a big enough deal.
It is, though.
And it is.
Yeah.
You know, neglect is a big deal. And I am very curious about why there is a tendency in so much storytelling to need the neglect, the failure, the whatever the problem is, to always be at, you know, a 10 out of 10, an 11 out of 10. They take it so far that weirdly, I'm in this moment wondering if it makes us almost less sensitive to the smaller aggressions or issues that people go through.
Well, so listen, if you're watching a TV show and the bad guy, I'm saying that in quotes, does something that's not turned up to 11, maybe it's a 4 or a 5, and it's something that you've done in your life, it's going to affect the way you watch that show or how you feel about that character. And so I personally, in watching things, appreciate when the aggressions are microaggressions, because it's like way more relatable to my life.
Yeah.
And so I like that. It's like, you know.
Well, you can't divest from it. You can't go, oh, I would never.
I would never.
Oh, clutch my pearls. Never.
God. Look, I would never park a car outside of a bar and sleep with my kid in the middle of winter, you know, with the frost on the windows, right? But when I watch certain TV shows or like somebody raises their voice with their children and it's traumatic, then you as a parent have to be like, oh God, have I been scary? Have I raised, and of course I've raised my voice, but it affects me more to see how it plays out on screen.
Yes.
I think Nikki's just, Emmanuelle's such a good actress, and she's done what she could do with this writing, where Nikki is just bad news. And I would have preferred if, like, she was working a shift somewhere and fell asleep in the car with Jenny. Like, if she had, like, if she was studying, you know, she's in college or was in college. But if there was something that wasn't just so evil, you know, women, not every woman is evil. Taylor's seducing Nathan. Nikki's trying to kidnap Jenny. You know, it just all feels kind of meh.
Yeah.
Not my favorite.
Yeah, it is. It's really just so dialed up.
Also talked about how we had so many young writers, too. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we really grew to love our writers as we got to know them. And a lot of them being male writers.
Yeah.
But when you're young, you just kind of have to do whatever is on the board because you're trying to keep your job. You're trying to secure more episodes in the future. It almost felt like Hunger Games in the writing room on our show because everyone was jockeying for the credit, you know.
100%. I mean, I'll never forget one of the writers that I think you're referring to, who I won't mention by name just until I catch up with him and then see if he cares if I say who he is or not. But I remember, you know, sitting all the way flash forward to season 8 when, you know, we thought we were wrapping the show before we knew we were going to come back for the final 13 of 9. And I remember sitting at a, you know, bar top having dinner with two of the guys who'd been writing on our show from the beginning, who started out, you know, basically like as grunts in the writing room. And they shared with me some stories that I didn't know. And they talked about, you know, things they'd heard about in LA, like starting in season one, you know, like when Creepy He, who we do not speak of on our show, who was inappropriate with so many people, but was real inappropriate with me, like real handsy. And it got kind of physical. I just like had a knee jerk reaction and I hit him like hard. What I didn't know is that he went back to the writer's room, like hemming and hawing and screaming. I think the phrase that sticks out to me, and I quote, was, "Who does that entitled little bitch think she is?" And one of the guys said, "I don't know, maybe she thinks she's entitled to not get her ass grabbed by her boss." Like,
right?
Yes, trying to break the tension in the room. And then was summarily told, you know, "Do you like having a job here?" And it turned into a big fight. And they talked about how they all learned really quickly that defending us could mean they got fired and they were scared.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there are people who will say, well, they should have done it anyway.
No.
But, you know, it's not black and white. It's really hard.
I compare it to living in a haunted house, Soph. People are like, how'd you live in a haunted house in North Carolina for so long? And it's like, it doesn't happen every day.
Exactly.
Right? It happens like once every 3 months and it's like, whoa, that was scary. Mm-hmm. And then it goes back to normal. And that's how it is when you're working in a toxic environment, is that it's okay sometimes.
Some days are okay. Some days are beautiful. And some days are really terrible. It's, I think it mirrors, toxic working environments really mirror abusive relationships.
Yeah.
There is often love there, at least for
a minute.
One person.
Yeah.
And it's the cycle, it's the roller coaster. You never know when it's coming. And so what I appreciated, you know, to circle back to the story I started to tell, what I appreciated about that conversation is I got to hear from these men who were our friends, who did become really good defenders of ours as they got more solid in their footing, share with me about the things they'd loved about our job and about working together, and the things they carried shame about, saying, you know, I remember this and it has been burned into my brain and I think about it a lot. And I'm really sorry I didn't have better tools then. Yeah. And I just want you to know I think about it. And it was so meaningful to me. And it's through that lens, like we were talking earlier about the nuance, right? Like the good and the bad, and you have to be willing to be honest about all of it. It's through that lens of accepting that more than one thing can be true at the same time.
Yeah.
That I feel like I can look back and go, yeah, I get it. There's things I wish I'd done differently, and there's things I'm really proud of that I did. And it's all jumbled together. But I think that the more sort of tolerant we can become of each other and the more vulnerable we can be about
what
stuff
hurt.
We wish we could go back and change would be incredible, because then we can certainly at least use the lessons to change the course of the future. Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. It's easy-to-use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Friends, you are going to love Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to digitize your memories on analog media that you don't have a way to watch anymore.
With Mother's Day fast approaching, it's a great gift for the whole family. Relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. Thank you very
much. I feel
attacked. Please don't go look at my yearbook. You guys can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time. It's priceless.
And the process is really easy. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And then their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. And you'll get everything back on the cloud or thumb drive along with your originals.
It honestly is just the easiest thing. I loved this. When they sent ours to the house, it was like, throw all your stuff in it. It honestly felt kind of ridiculous to me. I was like, is this okay? I'm just like sending a box of all these loose goods. Like, really? I just do this? And they did such a beautiful job with like everything from our old videos, old Polaroids. It was really, really special. And I can't wait to do a round two.
And it opened up all that space on my shelf because I've got all these bins full of VHS tapes and same, big photos. And just to be able to open that space up is really, really nice.
Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. Legacybox.com/drama.
All right, you guys know that I have been wearing Skims for a while now. I've bragged about it. Just recently, I tried another one of their t-shirts. Now, it's the best fitting t-shirt I have ever worn, and that's because Skims makes the best basics and foundations. I get dressed every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning because the second I leave the house to take the kids to school, I'm in meetings, I'm doing Zooms, I'm driving all over the town, I'm going to Home Depot to get stuff for my yard, you know, like I'm constantly on the go. And so I want to be comfortable, but I also don't want to look like a bum. And these t-shirts are the perfect fix, you guys. They look great, they fit great, and they feel great. So shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small, all the way up to 4X. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey, and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Friends, it is the season of cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Mini Bar Delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first mini bar delivery order with code IHEART. Get mini bar delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.
This episode is, there's so much good stuff in it. I wonder like what it would have looked like if Moira directed it. Do you know what I mean?
Wow, yeah.
The glimmers are there. What would it have looked like if a woman had put these pieces together? Because Chad's stuff is good in this episode. Like, his stuff with you is, like, light and funny.
Oh,
his stuff
so
with
sweet.
Anna is lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And then his stuff with Dan is all like,
yeah.
So, maybe that's why Dan's such a good character in our show, because that's who was really pulling the strings. Like, that's the character they could connect with the most.
Maybe. Yeah. That's, I actually really like that theory. I also, it was funny because watching the Lucas and Dan dynamic, I'm sitting here going, wait, like, when did it turn? They're suddenly at odds. Dan suspects Luke. Like, it's a sudden shift, but I want to know more. I want to know what's going to happen. But now they're using all these weird literary metaphors about villains.
That was so weird.
I'm like, what's? Wait, I thought Dan loved having him there. I don't know. I don't know what's happening, but I need to know more.
Well, once the Keith secret is out, right? That's what Lucas was kind of protecting, mm-hmm. I suppose. He makes the comment to Dan at some point where he's like, I'm just here so I can get my medication. Like, that's the only reason I'm
saying. Yeah, you're paying for my meds and I need them to stay alive. Yeah.
And then you're right. Like, all the very exposition-y, like, book references. Like, I didn't know you were a fan of Arthur Conan Doyle.
He's like, well, Moriarty's the villain. That's one interpretation. I was like, what's happening?
Yeah. Yeah. Someone had just read that book and was like, guys, we should use this one.
But then, you know, there's this incredibly sweet element, and it connects through from the last episode where Lucas has made it clear to other people that he has feelings for Brooke, but he's not mm-hmm. putting it on her, which I think is another really important thing to have a boy model. And when he's laughing about, you know, her cleaning the floor with a sponge and he says, you know, Brooke, this is a mop. He says that he will split the chores with her. Mm-hmm. And she says, you would do that for me? And he says, anything for you. And it's this moment where he's confessing his feelings, but not kind of running her over with them. Yeah. And it's the first time you see her register it. Like, wait, what? And it's generous. He's done all these generous things to help her, given her his room and, you know, he's showing up to make sure she's okay. He's the one who says, Karen cares about you enough to ground you.
Yeah.
These are all new lessons for her.
It's nice to see the similarities between what Luke is doing for Brooke and then what Andy is doing for Karen and Lucas. Because the second Lucas finds stuff, he trusts this new boyfriend of his mom enough to go and be like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
And he's like, it's
cool.
I got to do this. And Andy's like, no, we got to do this. And that's not necessarily a gift to Lucas. That's a gift to Lucas's mom. It's like, I'm going to handle your shit for you. So you don't even have to think about it. And so then for Lucas to turn around and do it with Brooke, that's what you do. You help people carry their bags. That's love.
It's really refreshing. And it interestingly, as much as I hated, you know, the villainous vixen on steroids thing that they always did to Taylor, Lindsay McKeon is so damn charming.
She's good, man. God, she's wish they would have given her like words. Give her words.
Like more real things to do. But I will say that as much as I hated, you know, the gaze of the dynamic that she was asked to play, I really did like the simplicity of that moment for Nathan when he says, I can't do this. And she says, because of Haley. And he says, no, because of me. Mm. And Nathan is saying, or he doesn't say no, but he says, because of me, he doesn't want to be that guy. He doesn't want to fall back on his old validation tricks, which is very much what Brooke's gone through too. I don't just want to be validated by what I used to use to validate myself. It's a cool thing in a yucky storyline. It's a cool moment to have a guy say, no, I want to be a better man. And both of these brothers in their own way are trying to learn to be better men.
Yeah. I liked seeing James blow off steam.
Me too.
That was fun. But yeah, I don't know. That whole bit was just like weird. She did such a good job with what she had, because the whole thing of like, you know, you haven't been labeled yet. And I have. And so I'm just going to double down and I'm going to commit to the thing that I am. I'm a party. Mm-hmm. But you're not there yet, kiddo.
Yeah, you have a chance.
I wish it had come more from her as the older person than Nathan rejecting her. Do you know what I mean? It was like they're going for it together, and then he rejects her because she's the sultry vixen, and her comeback is, well, I wasn't going to kiss you anyway.
Yeah. It's all male fantasy. It's what you were saying. It's like, it's the gross older guy with the pen. It's his dream of how available a hot girl would be to him. And it's just like, it's not reality.
I would have loved instead is if they'd gone upstairs and she had just put on like a kettle and like made him tea, or, you know, like had been like, okay, you've had your fun. Do you feel better? Okay. Now here's what's going to happen. And instead it just got taken right to the edge there when it, even what was going on was crossing a boundary, you know?
Yeah.
I certainly don't want to think, ooh, yuck. Ew. No, can you imagine that in real life? Just like, no.
No? Jinx?
No.
No.
Yeah.
It is a hard pass. Hard pass.
But Taylor coming down the next day and encouraging him to pick. I wish that conversation happened the night before. Maybe that's I'm trying to say.
Yes, I agree. And again, credit to her. Lindsay delivered so much under it. She personalized that idea of humans who self-sabotage sometimes. When human beings feel like they are beyond redemption, sometimes they go even further toward that which has hurt them. And I thought she did all of this great work to give more quality to those words. But I agree with you. I would have loved if when they got upstairs and he was like coming up after her thinking it was going to be a thing, she'd walked into the room and turned around with just like a blank face. Like, all right, cut the shit.
Yeah.
Did you have fun flirting with my friends? Did you have fun dancing on the bar? What's really going on? Like,
yeah.
If you're behaving this way, you're in pain. Let's talk about it. It would have been so unexpected. It would have been a cooler turn.
Right. As opposed to the pushed up against the wall, heavy breathing. Oh. Oh, Lindsay. She's so good, man. She knows how to make that work. And again, we weren't in positions back then to really like push back against too much. You get hired to play the hot girl, you got to play the hot girl. You know, that's your gig. Mm-hmm. Now we know that smart is hot and bossy's hot, right? Right?
Yeah. Dude, that's why when like Twitter first came out, I started that smart is sexy hashtag. I'm like,
I sure did.
I'm like, you know what's hot? Being smart. Your brain is hot. The rest of it is like window dressing. I don't care. And that's what I think about that.
The end of the episode, Anna leaving.
Anna and her parents.
Is there anything that we missed? Dan's bag of money. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Dan's creepy money laundering, whatever that is. I loved Anna taking Darby's advice and practicing her speech in her mirror.
Yes.
And the way they did that reveal shot, that she was no longer in front of the mirror, but she was in front of her parents, and you just saw them blurry in the mirror.
Yes.
I thought that was a beautiful directing choice. That's cool camera work. Something that really also stood out to me that I found myself so surprised by, and I know this is like splitting hairs, but you know I love words. She says, Mom, Dad, you know I love you, but there's something I have to tell you. And I was like, why but? Why? Oh, my God. What a thing to specifically choose, because so many people, especially in 2005, thought, I love you, but I'm going to tell you something about myself and you might not love me anymore. It broke my heart.
Yeah.
Like if my eventual kid kids ever had to say to me, Mom, this is this thing about my identity. I don't want there to be a but in that sentence. I don't want them to feel that pressure.
The assumption is I'm going to say something that ruins that love.
Yeah.
Instead of I love you and I have something I want to tell you.
Mm-hmm. I love you and there's something I've been keeping from you because I'm scared. Mm-hmm. The I love you, but I can't. I wrote but in huge letters in my notes. I don't know. It killed me.
I wish we'd gotten to keep her after this. Like,
I know.
That's what killed me is I was like, we made all this progress. Mm-hmm. She went through the whole journey.
Yeah.
And now she's going back to boarding school.
Like, I know.
How important would it have been for like teens that really connected with Anna to have her there?
Yeah, to have her there, to have her out at Tree Hill High, to have her, you know, fall in love, to have somebody at school be shitty to her about her identity and one of us punch him in the nose. Like, yeah. It would have been great to have had her there.
Yeah, she's worth more than just the journey of getting there. Like, let's see the rest of it. Mm-hmm. Maybe if she'd put on leather pants and done a Coyote Ugly dance, you could have kept her.
God.
Babe, that's what we're going to do for our 40th birthday this summer is we are going to dance on a freaking bar in little tiny baby pants. And
I'm in. Really tight, like painted on leather pants. I'm in.
Are those bars still open in New York?
I don't know, but let's go find one.
It was a moment. I bet they'd let us do it at our old haunts if we just asked.
Hey, guys. Oh, yeah. Can we climb on here?
Do you mind if we just get up on this bar? I'll Clorox wipe the bottom of my boots real quick. Right. Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. It's easy-to-use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Friends, you are going to love Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to digitize your memories on analog media that you don't have a way to watch anymore.
With Mother's Day fast approaching, it's a great gift for the whole family. Relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. Thank you very much.
I feel
much.
Attacked.
Please don't go look at my yearbook. You guys can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time. It's priceless.
And the process is really easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And then their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. And you'll get everything back on the cloud or thumb drive along with your originals.
It honestly is just the easiest thing. I loved this. When they sent ours to the house, it was like, throw all your stuff in it. It honestly felt kind of ridiculous to me. I was like, is this okay? I'm just like sending a box of all these loose goods. Like, really? I just do this? And they did such a beautiful job with like everything from our old videos, old Polaroids. It was really, really special. And I can't wait to do a round two.
And it opened up all that space on my shelf because I've got all these bins full of VHS tapes and same, big photos. And just to be able to open that space up is really, really nice.
Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. Legacybox.com/drama.
Friends, it is the season of cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Mini Bar Delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first mini bar delivery order with code IHEART. Get mini bar delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.
Ooh, Mother's Day can be hard to shop for because there's that bad habit of buying mom things that she needs. You know, like, oh, here's some oven mitts, mom, or here's a new vacuum cleaner, mom. But Mother's Day is really about showering the woman who does so much with just a little extra love. And so Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. Now you can shop by price, like $25 and under, or $100 and under, or by category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or they have gift lists if you're really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, or for the plant lover, or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven. It goes on and on. So whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. All right. Do we have fan questions?
We do.
This week?
We sure do.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Well, this is funny. Letitia wants to know if we got a tattoo together to celebrate our days in Wilmington, what would it be? We've decided where it won't be.
The tramp stamp. So it's like, no.
No.
That piece of skin remains like the day I was born. Yeah. It will always be sweet and pale and tender.
Sweet baby flesh. What would it be? I mean, we've been talking a lot about this. Are we getting a raven? Are we getting a crown? Are we getting Roman numerals? We don't know yet, guys. We want to know what tattoos y'all are getting. Can you send us some art, please?
I love seeing those at conventions. I love it. It's so nice. Someone comes up and they've got like people always leave on their arm. And I'm like, oh, babe, but we're right here.
But we're back. We're here. Somebody we're sent here one you. The other day of this is the place, like right here. Like under their collarbone.
Yeah.
That I thought was very pretty.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I like a long, slender shoulder tattoo.
Oh, here? I know.
Yeah.
One of my guy friends has a tattoo that starts under his ear and comes down to whatever muscle this is and then goes down to the shoulder bone. And it is so pretty. All I think about, though, now, because all my tattoos are white because I never wanted to have to get them covered at work. And then I got this stupid one on my arm in black. I mean, I love it. It's beautiful. But the time I have to spend in the hair and makeup chair every morning, I'm like, it wasn't worth it. It just wasn't worth it. So now anytime I think about where I might want a tattoo, I think, how exposed is it and how often will I have to add an hour to my morning to get it covered?
You got to put it in places where if you ever get asked to do a nude scene in the future, you're like, oh, man, I'm so sorry. I got all these tattoos.
Yeah, I can't.
I can't. You should probably just get a body double. I just recently got this huge tattoo on my hip. I didn't know it was going to be that big. It is. It was for my friend's 40th birthday. So yeah, that's there now. I got one hip left for us. And then...
All right.
Are we the kind of girls that get like thigh tattoos now?
Maybe. I think they're kind of sexy. I don't know. I do too.
You
know what? I really do think we need to make some temporary ones and just stick them all over us and figure out where we like them.
Try some things out.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys send us some ideas. We'll get it turned into temporary tattoos. We'll try some things out.
Maybe we'll even get you guys some. If you want some temporary tattoos, maybe we should just make them.
I think we ought to. All right, Letitia. What else do we have? Michelle wants to know, what's your favorite thing about Peyton, Brooke, and Haley's friendship? And what's your favorite thing about your friendship between you all in real life? I like that we all give each other space to be good at different stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like, Peyton, Brooke, and Haley all did that.
Yep.
And I think that we do that in real life. Like, look, all three of us like to sing, but we know Joy's the real singer.
Yeah.
That's her thing.
Yep.
We all are super involved in advocacy, but like, you're the senator. Like, that's your thing. I'm the farmer. You know, like, everyone has bees, but I'm the one that's like really dirty.
You know, you have like a full-blown farm.
So we give each other space and don't like step on each other with these passions, because identity is something that's sacred.
Yeah. And you know what I think is special too is knowing we all have a lot of overlapping loves, each of us who's kind of the expert at whatever we're expert at supports the others in coming toward our thing. Like, I've seen a lot of friendships, and I think especially among younger women, because society teaches us that we are each other's competition, which is so dumb. I'm like, that's the ultimate misogynistic trick, is to keep women fighting so we don't pay attention and like kick these guys' asses. I've seen female friendships get really tense when it's like, no, that's my thing.
You're copying me.
People get territorial. And one of the things I love so much about all of us is that it's like, oh, you want to try this thing I love? Come here. Let me tell you how I did it. Let me tell you what works. Let me tell you what to feed your bees. Let me tell you what. It's very inclusive and welcoming. And I think that, you know, our characters did versions of that on screen as well. And I think it's probably the reason why so many people talk about how they want friendships, like Brooke and Peyton and Haley's. And I just think like, oh man, we're so much better in real life than
TV. We're not kissing the same dudes in real life,
sure
guys.
Are not.
Oh God, we sure did dodge that bullet. I mean, at least I think we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we dodged that.
You know what I also will say that I really like? Because we're, you know, honest, blunt ladies. I like that we all really big up each other's husbands, too.
Yes, it's like, important.
It's really sweet. And, like, guys, we really go in on it. Like, I'll send you guys a photo, and you guys are like, Grant looks hot.
Yeah.
And, like, you guys posted your thing about the booze launch, and I was like, Hillary, Jeff looks freaking hot. Like,
he's a babe.
We go so hard for each other that now we like go really hard for each other's partners.
Yeah, which, you have to be with the three of us. You can't just be with one of us. That's crazy.
No, it's like we're a package deal. And I love that it isn't just like, oh, he's being sweet, or oh, he did that nice thing for you. Like, we're, you know, we like what we like. I'm trying to think of what the word is. I'm like, it's not like we don't flirt with, it's, that's not it. But we cheerlead all the things, including like, yes, you nailed it.
The children,
the
husband.
I don't know if I'm making any sense. I can't find the words right
now. No, it makes total sense, because, you know, your spouse always is more supportive when they feel included. And we've been in relationships in the past where our partners either haven't felt included or felt slighted, and
or
it
felt
makes
jealous.
Like jealous. Yeah, they're jealous mm-hmm. of the time and stuff like that. And so I think we all make an effort to love on each other's special people, whether it's kids mm-hmm. or spouses or best mm-hmm. friends or whatever, yeah. so that it's inclusive. So to answer Michelle's question, you know, collaboration over competitiveness and inclusivity are, I think, the most important parts of our friendships. Just love up on your people's people. It I makes everything that. Play nice in the sandbox.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
We have one last question. Leah, the last OTH co-star you texted besides the three of you. I mean, I did that this morning.
Mine's Brian Greenberg. I was on the phone with him yesterday.
I texted you and Danielle mm-hmm. and Joy this morning.
On our group thread.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a couple.
Danielle.
Yeah. Danielle. Yeah. Oh, man.
Cheerleading squad.
We love our people. We're pretty lucky.
Baby, you want to spin a wheel?
I really want to spin a wheel. What's it going to
okay.
be today?
Let's do it. Let's do it. You know what? Hey, I'm proud of you because this episode was a real stinker for me and you helped me see the bright side. Thank you.
Aww, I love that.
All right. Our most likely two? Scream at a spider.
Scream at a spider.
I mean, in real life?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, all the chicks on our show were like dames, you know? Nobody was really a flower.
No. There was just like a giant black widow in my garage. And one of my friends was over here like, oh, my God. And I was like, let me just go get a board. I'll kill it.
I'm going to get a cup and a piece of paper. Yeah.
And I mean, fine. I smashed the poisonous ones, but yeah, I don't know.
I've got a collection of their little corpses.
You know who I would love to see have the like, at a spider scene on our show would be mm-hmm. Skills. I think Antoine would make that so funny.
He's good at that physical comedy. Oh,
like if Skills were afraid of spiders, it would be completely unexpected and hilarious. And he would ad-lib something great. And it would just, it would be a very hilarious scene.
Do we think Antoine's scared of spiders in real life?
Probably not. He's so chill. He'd be like, whatever.
There's no sissies on Tree Hill, friends.
We don't have any.
Tough as nails.
What's our next episode, babe?
We're getting close to the end of season two. This is episode 19 coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It is, I'm wide awake. It's morning. Mm. Do we think it's going to get better? Do we think it's going to be like, Mahaley back.
I will say we've had these sort of cyclical moments where when we have a show that really creeps us out, often the next one is pretty good. Like,
okay.
So I'm hoping that that's the way this is going to go.
I can't wait.
That 18 was just kind of a slightly unfortunate blip on the radar.
Well, we found the silver linings.
We
thanks
found
to
some
you.
Silver linings.
My sweet sister who doesn't know how to mop.
Loves a sponge.
Loves a sponge. You guys are the best. We will we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, drama girl. All about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl.
Drama girl.
Cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens.
Smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Friends, it is the season of Cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Mini Bar Delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first mini bar delivery order with code IHEART. Get mini bar delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths. So let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device, which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net, and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today.
What if we told you that April showers bring more awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays? That sounds better, right? So Cheap Caribbean Vacations semi-annual sale is helping you rein in an extra $200 off your next booking of four nights or more. That means you can score site-wide deals on your favorite beaches like Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April. Don't wait. The semi-annual savings only comes twice a year. So go to cheapcaribbean.com to do your deal and save $200 on your next vacay.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate. And having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you. And how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.